In August of 1970, a music venue opened on the corner of Barton Springs Road and South First in Austin, Texas. The building was an empty National Guard armory, no air conditioning, no seating, just a giant cavernous space that, frankly, was not well suited for music. Yet this local eyesore would go on to change the identity of Austin, culturally, politically, artistically, and its reverberations would be felt far and wide, helping turn Austin into the live music capital of the world. This is the story of how that happened. This is the story of the Armadillo World Headquarters.
It was a world in itself, completely devoid of outside influences. People came in and enjoyed stretching the limits of their own imaginations.
It was kind of a combination of beer, sweat, shoes, and, you know, illegal substances.
The Armadillo, it wasn't just about cosmic cowboys. It wasn't just about blues. It was about music.
Anybody could show up, you know. There were just no preconceived notions of who an Armadillo act was.
I found a lot of favorite artists from just not knowing who they were, but just seeing them, you know, at the Armadillo. So it exposed me to a lot of different kinds of music that I still enjoy today.
It's almost like the Armadillo was an art project in itself. It was a project that it took all these people to contribute to make it, you know, a living art.
Armadillo was a great conglomeration of the unemployable. By acting like a community center and an art center, it became one.
The Armadillo could have never happened in Houston, freaking Texas. Austin is that unique little blue diamond oasis that you know, seeds that you plant here could only grow here.
We were building our own fortress, and the establishment was going to have to stay outside while we had built our world, you know, and it worked.
Join KUTX as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of this historic music venue. Starting August 17th, you can hear an hour-long oral history covering the Armadillo, from blues and the birth of cosmic country to the punk rock explosion. You'll learn why 50 years later, the Armadillo World Headquarters is still a beacon for Austin's past, present, and future.